Apni Chayu. Welcome to Very Coffee Coffee. This is the first, second Very Coffee for 2016. And I'd like to welcome you all. Do we have any visitors on campus?
Hello, I'll begin my presentation here. I'll be all alone, the Lecturer of Economic Head of ICT Services. Because I actually missed the last couple more years, still on college. So I'd like to begin by introducing Mickey Baker, who's a visitor working with ICT Services. Before I do that, I'd like to tell you why she's here. She's here as a trainer helping us with the implementation of something called ServiceNow. ServiceNow is a software application, which is a cloud-hosted application. It's a project we're embarked on together with the craft. It's our kind of OCS project. It's a big project for us, and it's something that's going to transform the way we work. We work with people, processes, and technology. Anybody can buy technology, but running a service is something that requires a lot of discipline and expertise. Only technology is not enough. The software solution that we're adopting is ServiceNow, and you should hear more about later. It's something that will bring us some automation and some best practices that are embodied in that automation to improve the level of service we provide. And you'll hear more about it in due course. But it's something we're excited about, and it will transform the way we work. Our shared services operation, and I'd like to ask our colleagues in ACRAP to step forward. ACRAP? How many know Mr. Coffey? Philip is the guy who's the brains behind this project. This is something that will be a huge benefit to everybody. A lot of the work that we did to get this organized was done by Philip. And there's Carol, one of the things that we did, we called the help desk, or we get support from the help desk in the future. It may come from Amherst, it may come from Addis, it may come from somewhere else. We have staff, we have IT staff working for us in our unit from the place from Freetown and Sierra Leone, Volvo. Up to now, our information systems have been siloed by location. In the future, when we have finished this project, all our information resources will be compiled, equally available, at training our staff. And we will be able to provide service from anywhere to anywhere. And for us, I think that's important to the project as getting on the internet. It's that important. Okay? So, for the people around today, we're busy with this now. All of our staff will be attending the workshop on Monday and Tuesday next week. And we will have sight and sound staff on the help desk. So bear with us. But this is one of our contractors. So bear with us if we take a bit longer to support you on Monday and Tuesday. Okay, Nikki. Tell us something about the kinds of companies that are implementing this software.
As Paul said, ServiceNow is actually a global product, so it's not just you. So you are the first one to be in Kenya to take this product on board, but it's actually used throughout the whole of the world. Some of the big names that you're going to recognise are things like Barclays Bank, for instance, KPMG, Morgan Stanley, Johnson & Johnson, Procter & Gamble, some of the big names. It's not just a pharmaceutical product, it's out there in retail and manufacturers. Anybody can use it, it's not just an IT system. It's there for everybody. It can be used by HR, it's for solutions, it's for business, it's for your operations management. And as the guys have seen over the last 3 days, as they finish off the course this afternoon, it's a system that you can adapt and you can utilise and you can build upon it. It's just the initial starting blocks. This is just day one of a very good journey for you. So I'd like to say Happy New Year as well. And thank you for your welcome. And I'm here for next fortnight on and off, as you say. Most of you may get to see me through Monday, Tuesday, but I'm here till Thursday and then I'll fly back home to
you. Okay,
thanks, Nikki. Twitter is another customer, by the way. The ServiceNow company is one of the top 100 fastest growing companies in the world. And so we're happy to interview the offer, not just in Kenya and Ethiopia, but globally. Now, where is Lydia? Lydia Masika? I'd like to introduce Lydia Masika. She's a new member of our staff. Up to now, I don't know if you all realize, but our help desk was always doing our administration. I mean, it was more of our administration, charge back and all the rest of it. And I couldn't even speak to Diana on occasion I wanted to, because she was on the phone wires very often. And I thought that our help desk wasn't working as well as it could, and our administration wasn't working as well as it could. So I decided to swing the head into it anyway. So hopefully we will have better administration and better government service in the future. So Lillian Masika has joined us from in transit.
Did you say in transit?
Maybe some of you know that, how you think. And she has a bachelor's in business administration and 7 years experience working in administration. And Lillian, would you like to say a word?
Good morning, everybody. I'm happy to be here, and I feel very welcome all of you. Thank you for welcoming me.
Okay, thanks, Lillian. We'll shut up now. Yes.
Okay, we'll move on. I realize I didn't introduce myself. My name is Asana Kabugi. I work with the Livestock Systems and Environment Program. Any other visitors? New staff, students. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. I wanted to introduce a student that I discovered that never introduced myself. Introducing myself. So I'm Asan Gambi. I'm a scientist working at Mazingira House, so LSE. I'm sure most of you don't know what Mazingira House, where Mazingira House is, because a few times I met some people from Erie and told them on Mazingira House, and they asked me, what is Mazingira House? What are you doing there? So, Mazingira House is part of the livestock systems and environment, which is focusing on the environment, and we are sitting right below the Mara House. And we are going to organize sometime later in March this year a workshop, an open door day, where we're going to expose the activities which are going on there, which are different components of environment, environmental protection, all that, which has to do with the environment. And I'm working on a specific component of that, which is working on short-lived climate pollutants. These are pollutants which stay in the atmosphere for a shorter period, which if we mitigate now, then we will have effects on us, that means our generation is going to benefit from this reduction. Meanwhile, there are other climate pollutants where we are fighting against, or which we are trying to mitigate, which only the next generation is going to benefit from that because they have a longer lifespan. So we are focusing on manure management in sub-Saharan Africa, and our work is mainly to, first of all, collect information about what systems are used for managing manure in different countries in sub-Saharan Africa, and looking also at the policies which are being in place to manage manure or to make the process better. And then from there, we derive strategies and talk with policymakers and try to implement manure management strategies into the national development plans of different countries by holding workshops and talks with different policy makers in different countries. So, Jesse is a student who just started a few days ago, and he's going to work under this project. I will not talk much about what he's going to do. I'll let him say himself. So, Jesse.
21.
Yes, about our state, I'm doing a PhD in livestock systems and environment, climate change and adaptation. I'll be focusing on emissions, modeling for the various manual systems in regards to the shortage of climate change, climate polymers. That's also
I'd like to introduce to you Issa Pitimeka, who joined IIT as a PhD student. So you can say a few words about you.
Good morning to all of you. My name is Issa. I'm a PhD student working on insect, which is a Ethiopian crop actually. And I'll be working on transformation for residents to battle with disease. So my colleague is attached to IIT. I'll be spending about 2 years here in India. So I hope I will know some of you in this place. Thank you very much.
Look, we have board. He's not here for the first time, but I'm sure everybody knows him. This is a member of our staff who's attending our training so that she can help us provide service from anywhere to anywhere. What this means is that Brooke looks after the infrastructure in Addis. There are days when we're closed and Addis is open, and Brooke will be looking after our infrastructure. He's attending the course with us. And Brooke will say that.
Okay, that's the end of the conversation. Thank you.